Rockers. The B-52's attack laws banning drag shows and transgender mutilation of children. By Warner Todd Houston on March 10, 2023. The B-52's, the kitschy 1970s-80s rockers famous for their offbeat tune Love Shack, decried the various bills and laws across the country that they say promote transphobia by banning transgender mutilation of children and drag shows aimed at children. The Rock Lobster Rockers took to Instagram on Thursday to go on the attack against many of the bills coursing through state houses across America that have put limits on child grooming by those pushing the radical LGBTQ agenda, as well as, in some cases, outlawing dangerous and permanent transgender surgeries and drug treatments of minors. We, the B-52s, are deeply concerned about the numerous new bills that promote transphobia and discrimination against transgender individuals and drag artists, which have been introduced in the United States, the band wrote in their statement. We strongly denounce these bills and stand in solidarity with our LGBTQ+ community. It is unacceptable that in the 21st century, we are witnessing such blatant attempts to undermine the rights of individuals based on their gender identity and sexual orientation. These bills not only violate the fundamental human rights of the affected individuals but also perpetuate a toxic culture of hate and intolerance that has no place in our society, the band continued. Join us in denouncing these bills and standing in support of our LGBTQ+ community. Together, let us work towards building a society that reflects our shared being and is truly just, inclusive, and welcoming for all, they wrote, ending their missive with love, the B-52s. The band did not pinpoint any specific legislation, but their note to fans comes amid ongoing efforts in state legislatures to put limits on the radical, woke transgender agenda. Just in the last few months, the Kentucky House passed a bill banning child sex changes. Indiana began debating legislation to protect kids from transgender surgeries. And the Utah legislature sent a bill banning transgender surgeries on minors to the Gov. To sign into law, which he signed on January 28. Tennessee recently passed a law banning sexualized drag shows in front of children. The bill also banned child sex changes and similar medical procedures. Governor Bill Lee signed the bill into law early this month. Numerous states have also either begun debating or have passed laws limiting transgender athletes to competing only in categories corresponding to their birth gender and not their chosen gender in state-funded schools. The band is not the only member of the 80s music scene to speak up about the growing unease conservatives have with the radical woke agenda. 80s pop star Cyndi Lauper also jumped into the debate this week and blasted Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, calling him Hitler for his attempts to ban transgender surgeries for children. The girls just want to have fun, singer said. Republicans who are working against transgender women being able to compete against natural-born women and preventing kids from undergoing dangerous transgender medical procedures are somehow acting like the Nazis and weeding people out of society. Equality for everybody, or nobody's really equal, Lauper said. This is how Hitler started, just weeding everybody out. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.